What's up, everybody? My name's Aaron, and this is Diner Discussions. So, today, we have a bonus episode for you guys. I recently completed my second poetry collection, and I'm going to be releasing it on my sister's birthday on April 12th, 2024. So, just a few days away. But I wanted to kind of give people a taste, so I decided to do some kind of dramatic readings of a couple of poems just to kind of see what people's reactions were. So I'm releasing those today. On here, you'll get a taste of what the rest of the book is like, and hopefully you'll want to check it out, and maybe I will record me doing the rest of the book. If this is a success. But as we sit here and wait for the eclipse to happen, I hope everybody is, you know, being safe with their glasses and not burning their retinas. But as this life event happens, I wanted another life event to be kind of notified, and I just wanted to show you guys what I've been working on. I have a couple other books that are coming out soon. They're fiction. And one of them is a novel about a guy named Carl. He's a sheriff in a fictional county in Oklahoma. And I'm going to release that hopefully by the end of the year. But for sure I'm going to release my book about a boy and his dog. It's a supernatural story. Is the dog a skinwalker? Is the kid losing his mind? Will his parents believe him? At what point do you believe your children when they tell you some crazy thing? And when do you get them help? And when do you, like, take everything they're saying as solid truth? And I know also as a kid, everything in the world is big and scary and it can be terrifying. And so there's a lot of themes in the book. There's a lot of, you know, like layers to the story. And I hope you enjoy that because I've been working really hard on that for a while. But like I said, one of these will come out this year, depending on, like, you know, a few things. We've had a little bit of a pushback on this last book because it, like, that we had a printing error and it printed the pages all weird, and so I worked that out with the printer, and so hopefully it comes out on April 12th like it's supposed to, without any problems, no life events happen, and nothing crazy in the world happens. But like I said, enjoy the eclipse today and check these out. Scars by Aaron Allison. I still have scars from the wreck. Some seen, some invisible to the eye. I rub the ones on my hand sometimes, just to make sure they are real. That you were real. My hand went through the windshield. I didn't feel it, but I do feel the scars though. They are faded now. So is your memory. You've been gone as long as you were alive. My mind can't process this, so I try to think of the things I can remember. I still have a tub of all your stuff that was in the car that day. A hoodie, an old math notebook, a broken Boys Like Girls CD. Things that you left behind. Unfinished. Unforgettable. unending, undisturbed. After all these years, I can't bring myself to open that tub. So I just rub the scars and try to remember what you sound like. Night Terrors by Aaron Allison. I awake from a dream late in the night, gasping for breath. I sit up and choke. The painted sheetrock closes in a hug I do not want. I know I'm not alone, but no one has told my panic. I squeeze my pillow as the anxiety squeezes my chest. I focus on my breathing, deep breaths, deep breaths. Oh no, I forgot how to breathe and begin breathing manually. Terror fills my entire being. My soul screams. I know I'm not in danger. I know I probably won't die. Later, I'll feel silly, and I won't feel bothered to tell my wife. She sleeps soundly as I lay in perpetual fear. I'm so scared, but I'd feel foolish to wake her. I pull at my blankets, then kick them off as they constrict me. I feel bound and uneasy. This is hell. I fumble around until I find my phone. I switch on melodic piano music. Tonight, this is the remedy. Tomorrow, who knows? My heart rate slows. My blood pressure no longer beats at my throat and my head. I unclench my fist. Relax. Breathe. I drift off just to play this game again tomorrow. Well, thank you for listening to my poetry. That was just a few excerpts from the I Love You Molly Ostris coming out April 12th on my sister's birthday. I really put a lot of work into this, and so I hope that, you know, you're able to enjoy it as much as I enjoyed making it. It will be available in hardcover and softcover. And then shortly after the release, I will be releasing a audio version on YouTube and possibly on here. So check that out. And if it's after April 12th, go check it out right now. And thank you for checking out this super secret bonus pod of Diner Discussions. And remember, we love you guys, and you're always welcome at the diner. Have a good one. We'll see you next time.